Victoria will become the first state in Australia where terminally ill people can legally access help to end their own lives. The Andrews government's assisted dying bill has officially passed Parliament. Jane Lee is our reporter in Melbourne and she joins us now. Jane, what happened in the Parliament this morning?
Well, Linda, after just a few hours of debate in the lower house last night and then again this morning, most MPs voted in favour of the Andrews government's voluntary assisted dying bill. There was a last-minute attempt by opponents to the bill to defer the debate indefinitely, but this was voted down. This sort of very painless, short process this morning was a huge contrast to the protracted passage of the bill through Parliament up till this stage. There were more than 100 hours of debate about the bill across both houses, and there were even two all-night sittings, after which one MP actually was hospitalised and later recovered. So there were some marathon sittings, but it passed relatively quickly this morning.
You're indicating there it was a highly contested bill at every step of this process in the Parliament, but what finally got it over the line?
Well, it passed the upper house last week with a number of key amendments to the bill. Among them, one of the key ones was that now the eligible terminally ill patients will have half the window available to them to access voluntary assisted dying. Initially, if you were terminally ill and had 12 months left to live, you would be eligible to apply for voluntary assisted dying, and now it's a six-month period. Many were also concerned that Victoria would become a destination for euthanasia once the bill passed, so there is now a clause that says you must be a resident of Victoria for 12 months before being eligible to apply for voluntary assisted dying. And there's also a clause now, an amendment that says that mentally ill people must be required to go to a psychiatrist for an assessment before being eligible to access voluntary assisted dying.
So what will happen now, Jane?
Well, the bill will now go to the Governor-General for royal assent, and after that happens, the scheme will be officially established around mid-2019.
Jane Lee, thank you very much. Jane Lee, our reporter in Melbourne.